Singing is driven by a melody, is driven by harmony, is driven by musicality. The Spirit of the Lord wants to ask you a question this morning. Have you entered into the experience of what you're singing about? You've sung on many occasions that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. The question that the Spirit brings to you this morning is this. Are you aware of the degree of safety and security that is found in the Lord your God? For there are times that you have run to the Lord out of necessity, when the circumstances and the pressures of life have been such that you have found nowhere else to turn to but to the Lord. You've looked to the left hand, you've looked to the right hand, you've looked even to family and friends to find that solace and to find that sustenance, but you have been left empty inside. But then you've run to the Lord. And in the presence of the Lord, you've known not just that security and that solace, but you've known that comfort and that healing that only the Lord can bring to you. What a joy it is for the people of God to have a strong tower to run to. What a privileged people you are this morning that you can have one who is all things and in all to you. That in the very adversities of life, find that place to which you can retire and find security and solace and rest in the presence of the Lord your God. I want to speak to you this morning, says the Spirit, to bring again to the forefront of your mind the circumstances of your life in terms of both your mentality and in terms of issues pertaining to your mentality, that I have been there for you. I am the Lord who heals you. I'm the Lord who heals disease, not just of body, but of soul and of spirit. And I want you momentarily to reflect, says the voice of the Spirit, those occasions when you have not been as well as you would have liked. I want you to reflect upon those occasions when you've had to minister to the needs of others and the pressure overbearing for you. I want to remind you of my words, says the Lord, which says that it's a man's spirit that will sustain him in sickness. And there have been occasions when you've known the strength that has come from the inner man as it has been renewed day by day. But I want you to realize, says the Lord, that there have been times the spirit has been bereft of sustenance and it has only found strength in the Lord your God. So though your spirits have helped you when you have been run down, when you have been unwell and ministering to the needs of others, I want you to know that when your spirit has been weak, I have been there for you. I have been your strength. And I will continue to be your strength. So that you might realize in the varied adversities of life and living that there is still a strong tower that the righteous can run to it and they can be safe. I want you to know, says the Lord, the safety that is found in my presence for you this morning. For those of you who have yet to enter into a living relationship with me, I invite you right now, says the Almighty God, know that I am the one who sent my Son to die for you, that you might know the forgiveness of sins, that you might know healing of spirit, soul, and body. I am here for you. This is what the voice of the Spirit wants you to hear this morning. God is here for you. And it doesn't matter where you have been. It doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter what you have said. I am here as the God who forgives. And extends to you the right hand of welcome this morning, that you might come into my presence and know me for who I am. The God who cares. The God in whom you can know security and safety in the very circumstances of your life and living. I want you to know, as church, as the voice of the Spirit, that I am the God who provides. I want you to know that as much as I provided for my servant Paul of old, at Timothy, to come alongside him, that I am providing in the days that lie ahead of you a similar expression in ministry. I'm talking to the leader of this church and I'm saying I'm giving you a Timothy. Someone in whom I want you to impart the very strength of who you are in God. Someone from whom you can draw something of youthful enthusiasm. But primarily someone in whom I desire that you impart something of who you are in God. Because as much as Paul and Timothy knew that spiritual relationship, I'm developing amongst you young men and young people with a zeal and enthusiasm for the things of God, that they will need to know a spiritual impartation, that they might develop into the fullness of what I will be. You so often have read of the relationship that existed between Elijah and Elisha. I'm bringing a similar thing to pass amongst you. Bringing to you young men who are going to be zealous for the things of God, that will want to move on to the deeper things in God. And what a challenge that will bring to you, because you will no longer be able just to skip along the surface, but you will need to plumb deeper depths in God in order that you might feel the deeper need that is rising from this new generation. Do you see the exciting times that you're in? Are you aware of the exciting things that are happening to you amongst churches? You may think it's just going from one meeting to another. You may see it as a sense of ritual, but I see it as a sense of divine purpose, because I am building line upon line, precept upon precept. I am dotting the I's, I am crossing the T's of the things that pertain to you as church, because I'm moving you on into deeper things, into fuller things, into greater things, says the voice of the Spirit. And I want you to rise to the challenge. I want you to find excitement even in that challenge, says the voice of the Lord. Days in which you can know progression. Days in which you can know outreach beyond the boundaries that you even have imposed to yourselves. New days. New opportunities. New challenges. And you will say, how's this going to work? Don't you worry about how it's going to work, says the voice of the Spirit, because I've already planned it in eternity. And it's going to redound to my praise, honor, and glory. And it's going to be something that's going to do you good as you venture into new areas and find a receptivity in the hearts of people towards the things of God. And so therefore, I need to develop younger men and younger women in the things of the Spirit, that they might grow in me. For you'll face challenges, spiritual challenges, that I want you to rise to. I want you to think of that occasion of my servant of old, when he came into the presence of the king, who is desirous to hear a word from the Lord. The first thing the prophet said was, give me a musician. I speak to those of you who are musicians. Don't just enjoy harmony, don't just enjoy melody, but allow your hands to know what it is to come under the control of the Spirit of God and learn what it is to play a new song. Don't rely on the songs of others, but find that new song, and in your spirituality develop that new song, not only to play it for the blessing of others, but play it for the honor and glory of the Lord your God. And then, as you will know, a development that you will enter into a realm of worship, whereby you will lay a foundation so that the word of God will flow freely and fully amongst you, as it did in times past. Don't see yourself as being just in a back corner. I have set you here. I have placed you. I am anointing you by my Spirit. I am developing you. I am progressing you. I am causing you to grow so that you will become to the fullness of the stature of the man that is Christ Jesus. And as you achieve that level of stature in Christ, so you shall feed the world. You shall reach the hungry with the bread of the Word of God. You shall reach the thirsty with the milk of the Word of God. You shall pour in the oil and the wine into the wounded spirits, and this place shall know a time yet of greater rejoicing. You project the year that is before you. And I say to you, says the Lord, it's going to be a year of expansion. It's going to be a year of growth. Not only numerically, but spiritually. Not only will I bring in others to this place, but I'm going to deepen you in your inner man so that you'll become people who are full of all the fullness of God, says the voice of the Spirit.